The beautiful widow of Watling Street, being thus falsely accused by her son, with her three daughters of favor so sweet, whose beauty the love of so many had won, with her daughters for three for succor, went she unto the king's council of noble degree. Now fie upon falsehood and forgery frail, for great is the truth, and it will prevail. Her son by a writ now summoned is at the Star Chamber with speed to appear, to answer the vile abuses of his. The lords of the council the matter will hear. This news being brought, his wits he sought which way his villainy best might be wrought. Now fie upon falsehood and forgery frail, for great is the truth, and it will prevail. Then up and down the city so fair he seeketh companions to serve his turn, a sort of vagabonds naked and bare, the which to work murders for money are won. These wretches behold, for money and gold he hired for witness his light to uphold. Now fie upon falsehood and forgery frail, for great is the truth, and it will prevail. My masters, quoth he, my mother by name, to be a lute strumpet accused I have, and having no witness to prove the same, your aid and assistance herein I do crave. Therefore, without fear, before the lords there, that this thing is certain, you six shall it swear. Now fie upon falsehood and forgery frail, for great is the truth, and it will prevail. The first two, quoth he, shall swear on a book that 16 years past they plainly did see, as they through the garden hedge sadly did look, that she in 1 hour was abused by three, and vowed befell they to marked it well, that just 9 months after she had her first girl. Now fie upon falsehood and forgery frail, for great is the truth, and it will prevail. The second couple shall swear in this sort that at Bristow Fair about 13 years past, she with her own prentice did fall in such sport that her second daughter was got at the last. Now trust us, quoth they, we'll swear what you say or anything else for the money this day. Now fie upon falsehood and forgery frail, for great is the truth and it will prevail. And thus the third couple their oath now shall take, that as at the bath she stayed on a day, for ache in the bones an excuse she did make, how she with a courtier the wanton did play, and how well you wot in the pleasant plot her dearest young daughter for certain was got. Now fie upon falsehood and forgery frail, for great is the truth and it will prevail. But now, my masters, your names let me know, that I may provide your apparel with speed. Like 6 grave citizens, so must you go, the better your speeches the nobles will heed. So shall I with scorn, ere Saturday morn, prove her a harlot, my sister's base-born. Now fie upon falsehood and forgery frail, for great is the truth, and it will prevail. When he heard his judgment pronounced to be, the tears full bitterly fell down from his face. To mother and sisters he kneeled on his knee, confessing that lucre had brought this disgrace, that for mine own gain I sought to detain my sister's 3 portions, this lie I did feign. Now fie upon falsehood and forgery frail, for great is the truth and it will prevail. Therefore, dear mother, forgiveness I crave of you and my sisters offended so sore. My body from peril, if you will but save, I swear I will grieve and offend you no more. The lords then replied, the law justly tried, the punishment now thou art like to abide. Now fie upon falsehood and forgery frail, for great is the truth and it will prevail. Therefore to prison thou shalt not go, whereas thou shalt the king's pleasure abide, from thence to be brought with shame and with woe, to suffer the punishment due for thy pride. Then out of hand thou shalt understand, that presently thou shalt be banished the land. Now fie upon falsehood and forgery frail, for great is the truth and it will prevail. Now while in prison this prisoner did rest, himself he hanged in desperate wise, Such horror of conscience possessed his breast, and being cast forth, the ravens picked out his eyes. All children, behold what here hath been told. Accuse no man falsely for lucre of gold. Now fie upon falsehood and forgery frail, for great is the truth, and it will prevail.